Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to COVID and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause for our day as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 19th day of the month of Sivan. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the three children that we have been daily davening for, Chayal Shoshana Bat Chana Fredel, Elini Orna Bat Chaim Chana, and Tino Ben Nechama Devorah. May they and all in need of a refuah have a refuah shalema easily, painlessly, and quickly. Additionally, please keep in mind those being held captive unjustly are Vinny Tanel, Ben Sonia, Fiona in Iran, Evan Gershkovitz in Russia, and of course, our precious brothers and sisters being held in Gaza, that they have a speedily and immediate release, come home into the loving arms of their family. Again, you can sign up to receive the daily Tehillim reminder email or see all of that information. You can subscribe to receive those emails at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, it's ou.org/Tehillim call. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Ira Eben of Congregation Oav Shalom in Merritt, New York, share words of Divrei Chizuk. As always, very deeply appreciate Rabbi Eben. We had a cancellation yesterday. And my go-to right away is Rabbi Eben, who right away said yes with the one caveat that he teaches today at 1 o'clock, but that he can come 10 minutes late. And so I said, how about this? I will take over for the Tehillim. You do the Divrei Chizuk, and we'll partner on that. But as always, very appreciative to Rabbi Eben's willingness to come on the program, even being asked to do so last minute. So following Rabbi Eben, I will take over for the Tehillim, Parashat Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. It'll be followed by Achenu in Hebrew and English, and that will be followed by our three Mishaverach for Sahal, for the Shavuim, and we will conclude with the Mishaverach L'Cholim, and I will pause giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Eben.
So thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. It is always an honor to know that I'm still your number one backup. It's good to know that I'm your number one, number two. And I appreciate the opportunity as always. It's always also, I do appreciate that you're able to recite the Tehillim on my behalf. I'm sure Rabbi Herman will do a wonderful job. So as it turns out, I'm having a relatively quiet day, which is a good thing, because our community has had a tough couple of weeks. As of Sunday afternoon, we had a string of funerals, and I found myself at my fifth funeral in 8 days. Most of them, thankfully, although not all, were those who had the blessing of Arichat Yamim, of long lives, and lives full of blessing. And so while we were very emotional, not just for their families, but for me as well, several of them were my dear friends, there happened to be some beautiful tributes. And I particularly want to dedicate this Devar Torah in memory of my dear friends, Peter Brody, blessed memory, and Carl Stack, blessed memory. So having attended all these funerals this week, it's interesting to take a step back and appreciate how their family described their loved ones. Now, this wasn't the case here, but I've been to many funerals before, and I can't tell you how many times I've been at a funeral, and the eulogizer says, "She never had a bad word to say about anybody." And I'm sitting there thinking, really, you should have heard what she said about you, right? Or someone would say, "I never heard him raise his voice in my whole life." And I'm like, well, you obviously never attended a shul board meeting with him. What I truly appreciated for these recent funerals was how much respect their children and their grandchildren had for their loved ones. But I also appreciated that with subtlety and taste, there was also respectful remarks about some of their foibles, some of their imperfections too. If you ask me, the truth is all we really want in life is to know that our loved ones get us. They know who we really are. They loved us and well with our imperfections and respect and appreciated us for doing the best that we could. I've been thinking a great deal about these two parshiot last week and this week. There are two scenes that describe Moshe at the end of last week's parsha. The last one is about Moshe's humility
Va'ish Moshe anav ma'od mikol ha'adam asher al pnei ha'adama. The man Moshe was the most humble from all other people that were on the earth. And we also seem to learn about the uniqueness of Moshe, who, unlike every other prophet in history, the Torah describes, he spoke to God peh el peh, face to face, mouth to mouth. And that, b'chol b'te ne'aman hu, from all of God's household, he was the most trustworthy. Yet, it is only a chapter earlier that Moshe's despair is displayed for all of us to see, where he proclaims to God after a series of what Rabbi Soloveitchik describes as hedonistic complaints. He says, in what must have been a fit of rage, quote, I alone cannot carry this nation because it is too heavy for me. And if this is how you deal with me, then kill me now. In this week's parsha, in Parsha Shalach, we see that Moshe and Aaron responded to the rebellion of the spies, not by providing leadership, but actually by just falling on their faces. And of course, Moshe loses his temper at the end of the book of Bamidbar, when he hits the rock in Parsha Chukat, and says, Shimu na hamorim, listen up, you rebels. In Rabbi J.J. Schachter's article, called On the Morality of the Patriarchs, Must Biblical Heroes Be Perfect? He quotes from Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, one of the great leaders of the German Jewish community in the 19th century, and he explains that the great humility of Moshe described in Baal Ocha can only be fully appreciated by knowing that, upon occasion, he could also lose his temper. The man Moshe was the most humble of people, says the Torah. But he was still a man. He was a human being who lived al pnei ha'adama upon among all the people of the earth. Not to mention that he also had a really hard job of working for the Jewish people. By changing the interpretation of these biblical stories in order to make them more palatable to the reader, as some do, we're actually doing a disservice both to the reader and to our biblical heroes. As Rabbi Schachter's article conveys, Rav Hirsch added that not only does such a view not detract from the greatness of the patriarchs or other biblical heroes, but on the contrary, it enhances it. If they stood before us as the purest of models of perfection, we should attribute them as having a different nature, which has been denied to us. Were they without passion, without internal struggles, their virtues would seem to be the outcome of some higher nature, hardly a merit, and certainly no model that we could hope to emulate. Our Tanakh is filled with our greatest of heroes, who are great not despite their mistakes and imperfections that the text tells us, but actually because of it. They, like everyone else, should not be judged by the snapshot of those unflattering incidents, but by the full movies of their lives as a whole. And this is what makes the Torah so uniquely special. Our heroes are human, not gods nor angels. Our scholars are greater than great, but they are never perfect. So if we happen to lose our cool, or say the wrong thing, or lose patience, or even make mistakes, it is because we are human, as even Moshe Rabbeinu was. The question is always what we do afterwards. Do we admit our mistakes, live up to them, apologize, and do we grow from them? Now I'm sure we will have missteps along the way. Everyone does. But the challenge is twofold. First, particularly in the woke and cancel culture world that we find ourselves in, the first is to be more forgiving of the imperfections of others, especially to those who are closest to us. Remember, they see our foibles just as much as we see theirs. And second, when we do make mistakes, we should embrace them and grow from them. And if we do these two things, then please God, when 120 years come, our loved ones will convey how much they appreciated and respected our entire story and how they got us and who we really were. Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, and I appreciate that you can take over and read the Tehillim.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Abin. As always, deeply appreciate it. Run off the class. We appreciate you being on with us, wishing you all the best. At this time, we're going to move on to Tehillim. We'll start with Perek Chaf, Chapter 20. Please recite it together with me in Hebrew or in English. L'amnatseach mizmor le'David, Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yitzavecha Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, v'mitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchotzecha, v'olotcha, yidashne sela. Yitem lecha kilvavecha, v'kol atzecha yimalei. Neranana b'shuasecha, v'shem Eloheinu negol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalasecha. Atal yadati, ki yoshia Adonai mishicho, Yanehu Mishmei Kacho Ikuros Yishan Yimino. Ela Barachav the Ela Basusem Banachnu Mishem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir. Hema Karau Nefalu Banachnu Kamnu Nisadod Adonai Hoshia Amelach Yanenu Biyom Karenu. Perek Chaf Gimel, Chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echzar. Bino Seshe Yarbiseni, Amei Menuchos Bina Aleni. Nahashi Yeshovev Yancheni, B'magle Tzedek, Laman Shemo. Gam Ki Elech, B'gei Talmavet, Lo Irara, Ki Ata Imadi, Shiftecha U'mishantecha, Hema Yinachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged tovaroi, dishanta bashemen roshi kosi revaya, ach tov v'chese yirdefuni kol yimei chayai, v'shafti b'veis Adonai li'orech yamin. We move on to chapter 121, Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir lama'alot, esa einai ela harim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'ima Adonai oseh shamayim v'aret. Al yitein lamut raglecha, al yanum shomerecha, inei la yanum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tocha ayad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh v'yakeka, v'yareach v'loyla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra yishmor es napshecha. Adonai yishmor teitzcha uvoecha, me'ata v'ad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir ha-ma'alot, v'mamakim k'rasticha Adonai. Adonai shema b'koli, tiyena aznecha kashuvot v'kol tachanuna. Ima avonot tishmarya, Adonai mi'amod, imcha atzicha, Man tivare. Kivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi, the lidvara hakolti. Nafshi la Adonai mishomerim la boker, shomerim la boker. One of my favorite psukim in this parak. Because you think of the watchman, right? The pasuk translates as, my soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman wait for the morning. You've ever been on any job where you just can't wait for it to be over? Or if you were a kid in class and you were just waiting for a class to be over. That's what the pasuk is describing, that the watchmen are just waiting for their shift to be over. Our souls, how much we yearn. My soul waits for the Lord, that we're yearning for that connection, for that relationship with the Rabboni Shalom, for the master of the world. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Im Adonai HaChesed, Ve'arbe Imo Fidus. Behu yisdeh es Yisrael mikol avonosav. And finally, our last chapter, Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, Chapter 142. Maskil leDavid biyosav amimaras bila koli al Adonai ezak koli al Adonai eschanan. Eshvoch lefanav sichi tarasi lefanav agid. V'hisateif olai ruchi ve'ata yodata nisivasi v'aruch zu ha'alech tamu pachli. Habet yamin ure'ei ve'ein li makir ovad manos mimeni ein doresh l'nafshi. Zolakti elecho Adonai amarti ata machzi chelki v'eret hachayim. Hakshiva el rinasi ki balofi me'od hatileni Yotfai ki amtu mimeni. Hotsia mi master nafshi lehodos es shemecha. Viach tiru tadikin ki sigma olai. We'll transition now to Achenu. Please recite it together with me in Hebrew, and we'll follow it in the translation in English. Achenu, kol beis Yisrael, hanisunim batara ubashivya, ma'omdim bein bayam uvein bayavasha, המקום ירחם עליהם, יוציאם מצרה לרווחה, ומייפלה ליאורה, ומשיבו לגאולה, השתה בגלה, וזמן קריב, ונאמר, אמן. As for our brothers, of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land. May the All-Presence have compassion on them and lead them from distress to release, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. Let us all say, Amen. We'll say the Mishaverach, the Chayilei Tzahal, for our precious soldiers who are serving to protect the land of Israel and all within. Mishaverach, Abbasenu, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yubarech, Eschayilei, Tzva, Haganat, Yisrael, Ta'anshe, Kachos, Habitachon, Omdim al Mishmar, Hartenu, Vare Eloheinu, Mikvu HaLavanan, Yad Midaber, Midbar, Mitzrayim, Min Hayam HaGadol, Ad Lavo HaRava, V'chol Makom Shehem, V'yavasha, V'avir, V'yam. Yitain Adonai Et Oyveinu HaKamim Aleinu, Migafim Lifneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzil Et Chaylei V'kol Tzara V'tzuka, V'kol Nega U'machala. Yishlach Baracha, the Hatzlacha, the Chomase Yidehem, Yadber Soneinu Tachtehem, the Yatrein, the Keser Yeshua, the Ateres Nitachon, the Akumbahem Hakasuv, Ki Adonai, Elohechem, Holech Imochem, Ilochem Lochem, Imoy Vechem, Oshia Eschem, the Nomar, Amen. This time we'll now say the Mishaberach L'Shvuim, keeping in mind all of those being held unjustly and captive, may they be swiftly returned to their families today. Mishaberach Avosteinu, Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe V'Aaron, David U'Shlomo, Hu Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Nitzor Es, Edrei Tzava HaGanat L'Yisrael U'Shulia V'Es Kol Achenu, and the Sunim Batsara of the Shivya, Ba'avur Shekol Hakahal Hakodosh Hazeb Mispalel Ba'avuram. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imalei Rachamim Aleihem, Yotzihem Mechoshach Mitzamavet, Mistorosehem Inatek, Mimitzukosehem Yoshiem, Mishrei Mehera Techek Mishrochosehem. Yodu Ladanai Chastov and Nifilosav Bnei Adam, V'yakum behem mikra shekasuv. V'fduyei Adonai yishuven v'avu tia merina. Simchas olam arosham. Sason v'simcha yasigu. V'yanasu yagon v'anacha. V'nomar. Amen. And now what I think for many is really the pinnacle point of our daily call. The Mishaberach L'cholim. I always ask the rabbis when they come on. Some do it better. Some do it a little bit shorter, but the pause for each of us to share and to recite the names, whether it's in Hebrew or English, of all those who are in need of Refuah Shalema. Mishaberach, Avosteinu, Abraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, Moshe, V'Aaron, David, U'Shlomo, Hu Yivarech, V'Yirapei Es, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Le'achlima, Le'raposa, Le'chazika, Le'chayoso, Yishlach lo, Mehera, Fua, Shleva, Min HaShemayim, Ramacha, Ve'ivarav, Ushasasa, Gidav, Yisoch, Sh'or, Chalei, Yisrael, Fua, Sanefesh, Fua, Saguf, Hashta, Bagala, Uzman, Kariz, Minomar, Amen. Again, I want to thank Rabbi Eben. Thank each of you for being with us today. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world.